This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi there. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we sift through the artifacts of history 7 days a week. Today is September 1st, 2019. The day was September 1st, 1969. Idris, the first and only king of Libya, was overthrown in a coup while he was in Turkey for medical treatment. Muammar Gaddafi, a Libyan army officer, was named commander-in-chief of the armed forces and the chairman of the Revolutionary Command Council, Libya's new governing body. Gaddafi reigned for 42 years, until he was killed in October of 2011. Gaddafi was a controversial figure, with some viewing him as an oppressive and eccentric dictator, and others praising his reforms, charisma, and anti-imperialism. Gaddafi was born in Libya when it was an Italian colony. Libya gained its independence in 1951, and it became a constitutional and hereditary monarchy under King Idris I. Early on, Gaddafi was politically active. He was a fan of Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser, who advocated for socialism and Arab nationalism and argued against Western colonialism. Gaddafi himself was a devout Muslim, an Arab nationalist, and critical of the monarchy under King Idris. He read works by revolutionaries and about revolution. In the early 1960s, Gaddafi began military training in Benghazi. He graduated from the Royal Military Academy in 1965. But while he was there, he became part of the Free Unionist Officers Movement, inspired by the Egyptian Free Officers. He and some of his friends planned to overthrow King Idris. The monarch was falling out of favor with more Libyans, as Arab nationalism gained support and people were unhappy with the monarchy's corruption and ties to Western nations. After rising through the ranks of the military and gaining power within the Free Unionist Officers Movement, Gaddafi decided to stage a coup with his fellow officers to overthrow the Libyan monarchy. On September 1st, 1969, dozens of officers in the Free Officers Movement overthrew the monarchy in a bloodless coup while Idris was out of the country. After just a few days, the Libyan Arab Republic was declared. Experienced officers and civilians were appointed to senior government positions. But while the Revolutionary Command Council was, in theory, meant to discuss issues until a consensus was reached, Gaddafi suppressed his opposition and exerted his own will. Gaddafi had taken over Libya at just 27 years old. Gaddafi made changes under what he called Islamic socialism. He closed American and British military bases in Libya. He replaced the Gregorian calendar with the Islamic one, and people were required to use Arabic in official and public communications. Gaddafi nationalized finance, business, and industry, including big oil interests. He also banned alcohol and nightclubs and declared the Quran the law of the land. In 1970, he expelled all Italians from Libya. He also opposed Zionism in Israel and expelled Jewish people from Libya. And Gaddafi supported pan-Arab unity. He criminalized political dissent, and he worked to turn Libya away from the West and toward the Middle East and Africa. Gaddafi eventually transitioned to a style of government that he called Third International Theory, under which he further distributed wealth among citizens and funded housing, agriculture, and healthcare. He summarized the tenets of his Third International Theory in a series called The Green Book. The text explained the problems with liberal democracy and capitalism and uplifted Gaddafi's policies. Throughout the 1970s, Libya intervened in the affairs of neighboring countries and forged agreements with others. Gaddafi's rule was divisive. He encouraged groups to kill Libyan dissidents in exile abroad. Western nations, especially the United States, took issue with Gaddafi and Libya's support of terrorist and revolutionary groups around the world, like Palestinian groups, the Irish Republican Army, the Black Panthers, and the Japanese Red Army. Gaddafi has been accused of sexual abuse. He also instituted social programs that improved the standard of living in Libya and garnered a cult of personality around his peculiar persona. For instance, he traveled with a group of women bodyguards in heels, and many supported his vision of Pan-Africanism and African self-sufficiency. Tensions between Gaddafi and Western nations eased in the 1990s, but in 2011, Gaddafi was captured and killed during the Battle of Sirte, with an autopsy revealing that he was shot in the head. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have any burning questions or comments to tell us, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for more tidbits of history.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.